told you about an hour ago that the NFL Network debuted their program this weekend, the Top 10 Cowboys of All Time. And they talked to some experts, and then they talked to some guys from The Ticket about their own Top 10 list or their thoughts on Roger Staubach and Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett, etc. So Ticket hosts featured prominently in this show, and we played some portions of that program about an hour ago. We have some more audio now from that show we thought we'd let you listen to. And the first clip from the 10 greatest Cowboys of all time on the NFL Network this weekend that we're going to listen to is when they were talking about Don Meredith. They ranked Don Meredith as the number 9 greatest Cowboy of all time. And in this clip, you'll hear Daryl Johnston talking about Dandy Don. You'll hear a little bit of Dandy Don in there. Then you'll hear the former Cowboys scout John Wooten. And then you're going to hear Mike Reiner and Norm Hitzkes talking about Dandy Don Meredith.
He's one of the guys that you look back and you're like, man, I would have loved to play with Don Meredith back in the day.
Where are you going to stick it?
Got my yin yang.
Fun loving guy. He was going to have a few beers, you know.
When he first got to town, I delineated the options of any and all. 86ing of this thing, Imbroglio. And when you delve into this thing, and some such, having not been privy to those particulars and necessarily an intimate of the goings-on, you begin to wonder how organically something like this thing can grow. Or some such.
What are you talking about?
A lot of people don't realize when Don Meredith came to Dallas following the 1968 offseason, I said, Don, what did you do this offseason? He said, I traveled Asia. And I said, Don, I traveled Asia too. In fact, I was in a little one light bulb village in South Korea. It's Korea, it's these two parts. There's the North Korea, and then there's this area that's a little South Korea. It's just two different countries. And I was there in this little village, and I was drunk, and it hooked up with an Asian tranny. Now,
oh, no.
Asian tranny, I mean, of course, you know, it's girl up top, guy down below. And so this lady boy that I was with had these, you know, very large upper chest area and the tiniest little crooked worm of a penis. So we're getting down to it, and my nose starts bleeding from all the Colombian marching powder that I'd consumed, and starts bleeding all over these burlap sacks that we were using as a makeshift wedding bed. It's kind of my biggest Dandy Don memory.
Oh, I can't believe they left that on the program.
Wow, I know.
That made
way
the
too long.
Final
way
cut.
Too gory details.
That's had nothing like to do with Dandy
nothing
Don.
Nothing to do with Dandy Don at all.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's cool that Ticket personalities were used on this show.
Yeah, got on there. And Rhines.
All right, we have one more clip talking about Troy Aikman. Troy was number 6 on the NFL Network's list of the top 10 Cowboys of all time. And in this clip from the program, you're going to hear Pat Summerall first. Then you'll hear Norm again. Then you'll hear Michael Irvin and then Bob Sturm all talking about Troy Aikman.
I've never seen a more accurate quarterback.
He's the most accurate thrower I think has ever played the position.
People used to say, how come you catch so many passes? How come you catch so many passes? And I said, one reason. Troy. Troy. You can say that. You can say that I like Troy's balls. I loved it when Troy would throw me the ball. I'd say, Troy, give me those balls.
Golly.
And again, when you look at, Troy's numbers, and I'm not saying that Troy's numbers aren't worth looking at or that he's somehow beyond comparison in a statistical manner. And I'm not saying that the Cowboy fans are wrong for thinking this guy is,
oh my gosh,
you know, a great quarterback. I mean, come on. The guy won 3 Super Bowls, and he he's certainly beloved by the people who bleed silver and blue. And again, I'm not saying, and we get all our cowboy pennants out when Troy highlights come on and everything. And again, but when you compare him to, say, you know, Lynn Dickey, and I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't be compared to Lynn Dickey, because, hey, we all love our football, you know. But when you compare him to a Lynn Dickey, it doesn't look good for Troy.
Man.
Bob throwing even cold water on the Troy party again.
Doesn't really sound too much like Bob.
Well, it's weird.
Had a cold.
Yeah,
cold.
You have a cold and you watch it on TV. It sounds different sometimes.
It's just cool that they use ticket people
in
this program.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Quite an honor.
All right, 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A shakeup. Don't tear that up. A shakeup in the Stars front office.